Let's go. Welcome on into the Auburn Daily Show, the Friday edition. I'm your host, Lindsey Crosby, Auburn baseball writer for auburndaily.com, also the host of Locked On MLB Prospects. I am joined, as always, by the illustrious Harrison Tarr, women's basketball and softball writer for auburndaily.com, also one of the hosts of The College Loop, available wherever you get your podcasts. And big weekend for Auburn coming up. As this drops on Friday afternoon, recruits will be arriving into town, but not just any recruits, 2024 recruits. And you're a little bit hyped for this weekend, aren't you?
I am fired up. I wish we had a little sound effect for the NFL draft. Do 24s, you are on the clock.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's so Junior Day is this Saturday, and good and bad. The bad is Alabama's is this same weekend, and they set theirs after we set ours, probably on purpose. But the good news is Auburn has a bunch of good prospects, both committed and uncommitted, who are still making the trip to the Plains. And one of the highlights, for me at least, is four-star cornerback and commit Amon Lane. He's already reaffirmed with this program, with Hugh Freeze, and he's going to be on campus this weekend to help recruit some of these amazing players coming into town.
Absolutely big deal here, Lindsey. This is, you're looking for your guy, your Braden Joyner of this class, right? Mm-hmm. If you look back at your 23s, your leading recruiters were Trevon Reed, Zach Etheridge, and then probably Braden Joyner. Mm-hmm. if you look through and how important it is to have a guy that's coming on campus this weekend, obviously he's already committed, so you know it's not a ton of additional recruitment. Obviously, you want to make him feel at home, make sure that this is the right place for him, and keep him committed in this class because a lot of folks want him on lane. That being said, it's good for him to start building relationships with these other 24s, mm-hmm. some of these guys that he's played against or not played against. So that's a very good point. I'm glad you brought that up. It's always big to have guys that are committed to the program. Like, I keep using Braden Joyner, but he was the golden child last year, right?
Every class needs that cheerleader, in-class recruiter guy, and that's what Amon Lane is in the 2024 class so far.
Well, it'd be hard to not, considering he's the only committed 24 right now.
But yeah, it's, you know, six of one, half dozen the other. It's fine. But there's a lot of great guys coming, and there's some talk about he might get one of his fellow defensive backs to commit this weekend, but some guys that are on commitment watch, both on offense and on defense. Tell us about who we might see drop a fancy looking tweet this weekend.
I think there's a couple of guys that I feel very good about not necessarily committing this early, but if you're going to get a commitment, I like four-star defensive back place corner, Jaden Lewis out of Anniston, Alabama, not mm-hmm. too far from Auburn, keeping a guy in state. You're going to start seeing that trend. We'll talk about that in a minute. I think he's got Auburn very, very high on his list. He's been in very close contact with the coaching staffs, and it seems like Auburn could be a serious commitment from on his standpoint. It could come as early as this weekend. On the other side of the ball, if you look at four-star running back Jamarian Burnett out of Andalusia, Alabama, there's another buzzword. Mm-hmm. He's another guy I've got my eye on this weekend because from all accounts, it really sounds like, I mean, we know what Cadillac can do from the running back standpoint in terms of going and acquiring talent. But it sounds like Auburn's super high on their list, and they may just be looking for that why.
Yeah, like go ahead and, you know, and push me over into committing. And there's some guys who have already committed to other schools, SEC schools, but they're still coming to town this weekend. Is that something that we should be excited about? Is it just something like make note of it, but don't pay a lot of attention to it? Or should we be hyped that a UGA commit and an LSU commit are coming this weekend?
I think that there's no reason to not be excited about it. I wouldn't get your hopes up. Not that I'm saying it's impossible. We saw Keldrick Falk is a great example. Yeah. In 2023s and a small sample size with Hugh Freeze. But DeMarcus Reddick and Zion Ferguson, obviously DeMarcus Reddick coming from Chilton County, Alabama, and Zion being our first guy out of the state, out of Gainesville, Georgia. But these are guys you want to keep your eyes on, committed to the likes of Georgia and LSU, that chose to be in Auburn this weekend. Mm-hmm. If you think about this, the 24s, their time is now. So they've been recruited before. They've been in discussions with coaching staffs before, but now all the focus is on them. The opportunity is there for these guys to come and say, hey, you know, Kirby Smart, no one's denying that playing for Brian Kelly or Kirby Smart is a good investment in your future. No one's going to sit there and deny you that. But let's hear what Hugh Freeze has to offer and what this staff has, because a lot of people think that there's something brewing. And as Blackbeard would say, there's a lot of people booging about what's going on the Plains right now. So I think that that's encouraging. Specifically, they could have gone to Alabama and met with Nick Saban and company. And that's, I mean, that's a brand in and of itself. So this is, I guess, cautiously optimistic, Lindsay.
Perfect way to put it. Cautiously optimistic about, like, it's never a bad thing when you have a four-star choose to come visit you when they could go to visit Alabama instead. Never a bad thing. And one guy that I'm particularly interested in, four-star wide receiver Cameron Coleman, because he goes to Central Phoenix City, and I feel like Auburn hasn't had a ton of success out of Central in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. But I have seen Hugh Freeze there multiple times since he got hired, making sure to post the picture on social media, them with the coaches. And so now we have a Central player coming in to visit on Junior Day. It makes perfect sense because they're right up the road. But I'm not crazy to think this is a big deal, right?
Absolutely not. And this actually ties back into my point about how we're going to keep talking about guys in the state of Alabama. This is Hugh Freeze's biggest step in saying we're going to recruit the state of Alabama. We don't care about UAT across the state. And that's a big deal. And if you look, him pulling Darren Reed, that was huge in the first place, because it feels like, oh my gosh, Central Phoenix City kids don't have us blacklisted.
Yeah. And they're allowed to come here. That's great to know. Yeah.
It's mind boggling, actually. And you don't have to look back that far to see a wide receiver that Auburn swung and missed on. Carmelo English comes to mind, who was committed to Auburn, and somehow the previous administration fumbled that bag. And I think all they really had to do was go watch him play football a couple times on a good team, which I'm not going down that rabbit hole. But getting involved in Central Phoenix City, getting one of those big powerhouses in the state of Alabama, they're amongst the likes of Thompson, Hoover, and I guess Auburn at that point now, right? If you're looking at how important this is, that's like, if you're playing Risk, you're conquering one territory. And that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you're overacting at all, Lindsay.
Yeah. And we're going to get to Thompson in just a few minutes, but despite Auburn bringing in a massive offensive line class this year, and we've talked at length here, both on the show and on the website on Auburn Daily, about how many offensive linemen are in this class, Auburn still has a couple offensive line visitors for the 2024 class coming in to visit, right?
Absolutely. There's a couple of guys. Chase Malamala, 3-star offensive tackle. He'll be there. The greatest name already, way too early, greatest name on the radar, 3-star offensive tackle, John Wayne Oliver. If he's not in the cowboy hat on his visit, I'm going to be pissed.
So either a cowboy hat for the John Wayne or a British accent for the John Oliver thing. So he has to do one of those two while he's here.
He goes by John Wayne. Like that is a two-part name.
There's John Wayne was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons and like, It was ridiculous. He obviously never played, but anybody named John Wayne, that's an auto offer. And I understand that Hugh Freeze actually had offered him when Hugh Freeze was at Liberty, right?
Correct. And they've stayed in close contact. He's been pretty public about how interested he is in getting to the feel for the rest of the Auburn staff, getting the feel for campus. He's got a lot of respect for Coach Freeze. And it sounds like this is a guy that I don't want to say he's one on commitment watch this weekend, but he wants to be committed before the first game of his senior year, which that's a big deal in a short time frame. Yeah. So this is a guy to keep your eye on. His direct quote, I believe, or loosely direct quote was, if Auburn hits a home run this weekend, that could really shake things up.
There you go. Let's definitely hope that they can hit a home run. And a guy that you wouldn't think would be athletic enough to hit a home run, but I've been surprised, and I'm going to try this name, Makai Boroe. It's a defensive tackle in the class, and he is a very large presence on the field and on Junior Day, right? Despite not being ranked yet.
Absolutely. And you have to remember, these rankings are all kind of loose right now. The entire portal cycle has really messed up and delayed the awarding of stars to guys. I fully expect Makai Boroe, excuse me, I'm still struggling with the name myself, to be at least a 3-star come the beginning of his senior year. But per Christian Clemente, which this one kind of came out of the blue, Clemente is just kind of a wizard. Apparently Makai will be on campus this weekend for Junior Day. 6'5", 350 pounds, not ranked, but he's got offers that include like Georgia, Texas, Tennessee. This kid's not a joke. And his frame is, I mean, wow.
You can't teach 350. You can't do that.
You can't.
Yeah. And nobody cares as much about special teams as me, but you do have a punter coming. Oscar Chapman has the option to go to the NFL, after the next season. So it's good that you're bringing in a punter. Like usual, you don't necessarily see those guys with stars and things like that. But Mason Love, it would be wonderful to see if he were to commit. I did tease Thompson earlier. If you watched the state championship with Thompson, there's a quarterback on that team, an eighth grader that put on an absolute clinic, Trent Seaborn. And I understand we have some news about Junior Day and Trent Seaborn, right?
So Trent Seaborn's probably the, I'd venture to say, the only recruit that'll be on campus this weekend whose parents have to drive him there.
He's legally not old enough to drive to campus yet.
Legally. Yeah, no, these other guys are coming in town Friday night. I would imagine that his parents are like, I don't know if you're old enough for that yet. No, this is all in good fun. Dylan and I got a good laugh out of that one on the College Loop. This is a guy that has, obviously he's from Thompson and apparently has Auburn ties. Like apparently he likes Auburn a lot. So
he won a state championship here. That does a thing to a person that builds positive memories.
Winning a big game at Jordan-Hare Stadium just hits a little bit different no matter the level, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be big for a number of reasons. Obviously, you're not going to get a commitment out of 27. And on his part, I would be a little concerned if he did.
Yeah.
But if you can make good traction with Trent Seaborn, I mean, that's your guy in the future. And more importantly, oh my gosh, if he can get people at Thompson talking about Auburn.
Another one of those getting into the in-state powerhouse, building the brand and securing that connection. But if he were to eventually come to Auburn, you're looking at 3-4 years down the road. There's a guy that's visiting this weekend who would be able to help Auburn sooner than Trent Seaborn would be on campus, right?
Yes. So 4-star quarterback Antoine Hill out of Houston County, Georgia. It's Houston County in Georgia. It's Houston County in Alabama. Fun little fact for you.
Yep.
He's going to be in front of Auburn coaches for the first time this weekend. He doesn't have an Auburn offer yet. There is family ties. I would be more surprised if he didn't walk away with an Auburn offer than if he did. So this is a big opportunity for a 25 and a guy that's expressed interest, and obviously the coaching staff, if they weren't interested, to at least see him throw. Mind you, Hugh Freeze said he doesn't offer people he's not seen throw. Maybe that's coach speak. We'll find out later. But this is a good opportunity for Auburn to see what that next class could look like. And who knows? I mean, if you can get this guy sooner than later in the middle of his junior year, that could be one of those moments where you're like, our 25 class is here.
A lot of quarterbacks, the top quarterbacks, like to commit early like that, and then you can kind of build a class around them and use them to help recruit the class. So it's big to have a 25 quarterback on campus, somebody that's talented. He already has 4 stars, obviously plenty of time to get to pick up the 5th star between now and when he were to be on campus as a freshman. And in just a minute, I wanted to talk about basketball. We saw the home winning streak end. They've won 2. That's a streak, folks. So I want to get to that. But first, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Prize Picks. We have partnered with Prize Picks. It's a free app that lets you to choose any 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 players from any sport in your wagers. You predict the overs and unders of the next game, and you win big prizes if they do well. What I love, and I use this for Lindsay's Locks all during the season, they have flex options, so you can still get paid if you get 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 6 or 2 out of 3. It's so rare to be a green goblin and get every single one, but you can still get paid if you miss on 1 out of the 5. You can have multiple sports in the same parlay. You can combine NFL and college basketball. That'll be a big thing this weekend. Auburn plays on Saturday. The men play on Saturday. The women play on Monday with the AFC and NFC championship games on Sunday. So use promo code Auburn. You get double on your first deposit up to $100. It's promo code Auburn for double your first deposit. Win some money with Prize Picks and Auburn Daily. Again, use promo code Auburn. So I briefly touched on it, but basketball has had an interesting week. So the women's team on Sunday has a dramatic come from behind victory for their first win in conference play. The men's team takes the longest winning streak in the country and takes it into Neville Arena against Texas A&M and didn't go so well.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, it went about as poorly as you could draw it up. Mm-hmm. But this is a Buzz Williams team. Are we surprised?
Yeah. Texas A&M, the things that they like to do, it very much, their roster construction is very just coincidentally happens to match up very well with what Auburn likes to do. And so you can kind of see some of Auburn's players struggle. Johnny Broome looked a little lost sometimes. Alan Flanagan played over 20 minutes. Dylan Cardwell didn't have a great game. What should Auburn fans take from this going into Saturday's matchup?
Well, first and foremost, you know what it looks like when everything goes wrong. I mean, I wish that that was me being dramatic, Lindsay. I just don't think I am. First and foremost, it's top to bottom. There's blame to be put everywhere. You can point at the guard play, which was subpar. If your name's not Wendell Green Jr., you can point at the fact that he, despite putting up 16, Jani Broome looked like he was just lost and a boy amongst men, which is the complete inverse that we've grown to become accustomed to. You can even point the blame at the fact that Alan Flanagan and KD Johnson should probably never be able to shoot the ball again after that. KD Johnson actually probably should be in a straitjacket, and I wish that I was that was unique, but that's a Dylan Largism. He's been saying that all year. He's right. Defensively, this team feels like they're going to keep themselves in games until they get to foul trouble, and then they forget how to play defense without fouling. So there's that. On the offensive end of the floor, you're just missing shooters, man. I there's nothing to it other than the fact that in this offseason, you got to go to the portal and get shooters. You got to pray that Aiden, the Garden of Aiden, is the prince that is promised. McDonald's All-American yet again. And
graphic the school put out, too. Beautiful. Great graphic they did. Knew where the ketchup goes and everything. It was fantastic.
It was fantastic. But going forward this year, it's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. But you've got a gauntlet ahead of you. And Auburn fans, if you're a little worried, probably should be. You got to play Tennessee twice. You have to play Alabama twice. Despite what that graphic against South Carolina said, you don't play Arkansas again, much less do you play them twice. I could not believe the broadcast did that three times and they misspelled Tennessee. That was wild. There's a lot of work to be done. And this guard room is a giant walking red flag.
Yeah. How tough is it, talking about junior weekend and then being on campus, how tough is it that your game is an away game at West Virginia at 11 a.m. Central? Kills the vibe, doesn't it?
Man, you want to talk about brutal.
Us a home game. We had Kentucky 1 year, and it went great.
I mean, part of that falls on the recruiting staff, the football recruiting staff's scheduling too. But, I mean, last weekend was an away game too. You had a rough little stretch here. It's brutal, but you know, it is what it is, right?
Yeah. Not much you can do. And in the meantime, you do have gymnastics at home on Friday night. So that is an amazing environment. And to be like, hey, if we can do this for gymnastics, imagine what they'll do for football, the whole stadium worth for you.
Great point.
And men's basketball. So, you know, have to get off the skid against West Virginia on Saturday, but I teased it earlier. Women's basketball is technically on a winning streak now. They went from not having won a conference game in, I think, six tries to they win on Sunday in dramatic fashion. I'll give credit to my son for being there because me and my son were there is why they won. They go out on Thursday night and they make it two in a row at Kentucky.
So a couple things here. First and foremost, your son's going to be the greatest AU band member I've ever seen. He's just built different, and he was having the time of his life. Meanwhile, I got to witness people pacing in directions I'd never seen people pacing for a women's game before. What a showing on Sunday night, but more importantly tonight, man. This is coming out Friday, so I guess last night, but you know what I'm getting at here. That performance up in Kentucky, first win on the road since February 24th of 2020.
That feels suboptimal.
Not great. No, not exactly what you're looking for. Matter of fact, the last time that Auburn won on the road before tonight, Lindsay, I was 19 years old.
Ooh.
I could not, I was barely a legal adult in the state of Alabama. So there's that for you. But if you look top to bottom tonight, Auburn won three quarters of this game and held on for dear life at the end, which if that's not Jabba, I don't know what is.
that feels very on brand for Auburn sports in the last couple of years, but it's something where Auburn women's basketball has some girls who can score. Alicia Koulibaly, 20 points.
Yeah, we knew this. It's just a matter of the depth, right? And getting healthy, which it's like you've seen those memes. Auburn try to stay healthy, challenge, difficulty, inferences, impossible. Romy Levy out again tonight. Like, I mean, dude, what the heck? Eventually, this team's got to be healthy together, and they're just not.
And I think I saw that she's going to be out for multiple games, is the belief?
More than one game. That's all I feel comfortable sharing at the moment, but more than one game. So she will not be with the team on Florida on Wednesday, Monday. Hello, against Florida. But like you said, AC, I mean, just a cool 20 piece. Honestly, Scott Grayson, 12. Nobody takes a charge in this league better than Sanai Wells or Marshawn Bostic. On the defensive end, they're just tenacious. And they just kind of have that dog in them right now. And you almost have to feel like they needed to see a win in the SEC conference. It's like seeing the ball go through the hoop or seeing yourself make a putt on the course, right? Mm-hmm. You just got to see it one time.
And, you know, it gets a little bit easier going forward. So they'll take the win streak on Monday versus Florida, men's basketball on Saturday versus West Virginia. I actually went in and looked. Men's basketball is on the road this weekend. Men's basketball is also on the road on Saturday, February 4th at Tennessee. You don't get another weekend home game with men's basketball until the Iron Bowl of basketball on the 11th. So that's kind of why you had to just go ahead and bite the bullet and schedule. I'm guessing they probably wanted to make sure that we had, you know, a gymnastics on a Friday night or some sort of event to take the players to show them the atmosphere on campus.
Well, you're also pressing the end of the recruiting period. You're getting close to the February dead period.
There you go. So it's that too. Harrison, where can folks go to follow you, get more of your stuff, your content, and everything that you're up to right now?
Gosh, Lindsay, why would anyone want to do that? My Twitter handle is right below me if you're watching the video podcast. If not, my handle is @byHarrisonTaras. If you're reading my byline, you can catch all of my written work on the Auburn Daily. Great little website, great little crew we got going on over there, group of goats. I call it the Goat Farm. You can also check out my other podcast, The College Loop. There's no gimmicks there. It's @TheCollegeLoop on any platform that you have, including TikTok. I don't know what Dylan does with the TikTok. I choose not to look at it. But you can check us out there and get all the content you want or as little content as you want from me.
There you go. I'm on Twitter @CrossYourBaseball. My show, Locked In MLB Prospects, available wherever you get your podcast and on YouTube. And then obviously all of the writing, auburndaily.com. We are meeting, by the time you watch this, I will have just finished sitting down with Butch Thompson to preview this upcoming season. Auburn baseball starts spring practice on Friday afternoon. So we'll have all of that for you at auburndaily.com. Until next week, this has been the Auburn Daily Show.